The recording is active now.
Okay. I call the meeting to order on this 28th day of May. Will the clerk please take roll?
Right. Councilmember Flores.
Here.
Councilmember Watson.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Here.
And Mayor Kimball and Councilmember Sanchez are absent with notice tonight.
Okay. And if we could please have Councilmember Watson lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I don't think we have anybody here for the invocation. We will go ahead and get started with public comment. The public is invited to comment on any subject under the jurisdiction of the Lindsay City Council, including agenda items other than notice public hearings. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise indicated by the mayor. Public comment period will end after 30 minutes. Blank speaker cards are on the back table. Give the completed speaker card to the clerk before standing at the podium. Speakers should clearly state their name before they begin. So, anybody?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric Sinclair. I'm sure everyone took time to recognize Memorial Day as a day of remembrance for those that have gone before us to ensure this country's freedom and to ensure the freedom of other countries. I'm marching to this next election, to this city's needs. It's time for a river of money to flow into the city hall. It's time for people to take this city serious. And financial collapses are not on my agenda. When I'm on city council, and when I walk into the room of each and every room in the city hall and all the departments throughout the city, I want attention on deck. I want people sounding off, "This department is squared away, sir." Ladies and gentlemen, as you were. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else here for public comment?
Good evening, City Council Mayors and Mr. Watson. I'm just here to report on the Farmers Market.
What's your name?
Irene Ramirez, I'm sorry. Irene Ramirez, I'm the vendor for the market. And I just wanted to say there's been a great improvement. I'm very happy with my new space. I'm very excited about that. But I'm a little concerned. I have the last place on Sweetbriar, and I'm a little concerned with the traffic after 10 o'clock. Last Friday was the first time I'd been out. I've been back in like about a month because I had some issues that I needed to attend to. But I noticed that most of the vendors at 10 o'clock are ready to come in, and we still have a lot of customers and people walking around and children. And I'm scared that something's going to happen. I think it's just my personal concern that we should have, like, I think that we should have, like, somebody at the entrance right there to kind of hold back the vendors from entering the market yet. Last year, when we had other management, they wouldn't let the vendors come until 10:30. That's when everybody had left. But this past weekend, I noticed that the music went a little bit past the 10 o'clock time, and I'm a little concerned that the traffic with all those people there, I mean, it's not safe. So that's just the only thing that I'm concerned about now, but everything else is perfect.
Thank you.
Okay? And thank you so much for your comment. And thank you so much for helping me. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Council, may I do a quick response? Irene, we didn't know that. We'll look into it. I'll get with the chief of police, and we want to make sure everybody's safe out there.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, anybody else? Public comment? Come on.
Sorry, I'm running late.
Hi, I'm Ramona. Last name is Cadillo. I missed last week due to a funeral in my family. I don't know what the status is of the event that I've requested. Can anybody tell me if you guys have voted on that?
That was the car show?
Last week, it was approved.
It was approved? Okay. I brought flyers for each of you. So if I can pass you out. Also, I had something else.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm running late.
I had to hurry up from my cell, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
On the flyer, the three actors that will be here, there was actually four in the movie. She's passed away from brain aneurysm. She was Shady in the movie. I also manage these actors. They wanted me to come to this to you and ask what your thoughts were. No one has ever done this where in Hollywood we have the Walk of Fame. Okay? Here in Lindsay, because of you trying to build it up, and I don't know, I think you've had one actor here, if I've researched it right. What do you guys feel, and what would I have to do to bring forth the opportunity for people with businesses to maybe allow these actors to do a Walk of Fame like stars? When they come into town, they get honored for being here and bringing me business, and you know, they will return if they, you know what I'm saying? Plus, if you guys allow for these stars to be put in front of businesses and so on, it's going to bring business to that business because it's going to draw attention to that storefront. I'm sorry, I'm trying to beat the clock. Does anybody have any question for me? Okay. I'm wanting to do this because I want to build up the city. I'm in the process of also doing some movies. So that's really exciting for me. Little by little, I'll be bringing it into the city. I did want to also bring up, I'm new to this place. What is your laws for these fireworks? Are they supposed to be doing them prior? Because I have... the other night, I had to go across the street to my neighbor, two doors down, and basically they went, they're down the street and came in front of my in-law's house and put off fireworks, and he just left it there. So in other words, for me to clean up after them, and drove my dogs crazy. So is there like an ordinance here that we can push?
Yes. Mona, come by and see me or call me or give me an email. We can go through all of this.
Okay, I would love that.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
Everyone's welcome to the car show. There's going to be an after party at, right now the restaurant's not up, but it's going to be going back up. They sold the building, I guess, at Morisco El Gordo.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be going back up. We're going to have an after party. They will be searched. I'm a retired officer. These are my people that I'm bringing in that are worth a lot of money. And for the safety of everyone in there drinking and so on, I will have everyone searched, and that will be females as well. I'm doing this because I'm trying to get rid of the bad flow, as I would say. So I'm trying to help you guys out here. So I'm just asking, just kind of help me. Okay? That's all I got to see. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, Ramona.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Public comment? Seeing no one, we will move on now to council reports. Councilmember Flores?
Yes, I did not go to the meeting I was supposed to attend. I was working. However, I did get a couple of phone calls. And one, I apologize to that person that called me because instead of saving it, I deleted it. But I know it was regarding the type of pesticides that the city uses. That's the only thing I remember of that phone call, if I would call her back and, you know.
Were they asking what we use?
Yes, they were concerned with the pesticides being used.
May Mike address your question?
Sure.
We got the same call, and I have the name. I don't recall the name offhand. She received a notification in the mail. There's some flyers in the back that it's notice of NOT. There was a public, and she called last week. It was the day after the public meeting was held in Visalia. The notice of treatment is for the glassy-winged sharpshooter that has been found in the area. Mm-hmm. The affected area specifically is Lindsay, pretty much the entire town, and part of Visalia.
Okay.
We have nothing to do with it. So we were notified, the notifications went out to the individual property owners that may or may not get treatment. They were told go to Right Side to get information on it. Mm-hmm. But I think she was a daylight. It's about, we got her the information, but.
Oh, so you did respond?
We have nothing to do with treatment. We told her where to go, and so we have more information.
Okay, thank you so much for doing that. I felt so guilty. And then I received a call from Mona about that Walk of Fame thing. I think it's a great idea if we could do something different with our city to make people want to come in. A lot of people know about Boulevard Nights. I mean, that's what I watched over and over again when I was young. But that would be awesome if we could do that. But I don't know who would we talk to if we were going to move that way? Would it be the businesses themselves, or who's in charge of the sidewalks?
Well, we are.
Okay.
And so what would happen is I would meet with Mona and see what the scope of her idea is and see what it would cost. And then I would talk with council to see if there's something that council wanted to support, see if businesses perhaps wanted to pay to do this, see if a fundraiser was to be done, but initially determine what the scope is.
Right, right.
I mean, is it going to be just the actors from that show, or is it a Hollywood kind of thing?
Well, hopefully more actors would want to come over here and kind of make this a little destination town. So, anyway, that's it for me.
Thank you. Councilmember Watson?
Not at this time.
No one else. A couple things, just FYI, next Friday, June 7th, is the last day of school for Lindsay Unified. So after that, you'll see a lot of kids at home or roaming the streets. Hopefully not too much. But. Also next week will be the content level 8, different celebrations of promotion and transferring to the high school. So the different K-8 sites have different days where they have this graduation ceremony for the 8th graders that are moving on to the high school. Also want to mention that over the weekend, even though it was raining, my family actually rented the pools, and it worked out really great. Even though it was raining, because the water heater was working, the kids enjoyed it very much. And we had family from other places come, and now they want to rent out the place. So it was really cool. Yeah.
Okay.
And the last announcement I have is just a little something for Ireland, since today is her last meeting with us. She's been with us this school year, being our high school representative, and from Mayor sends her best wishes, and we want to wish you very, very good luck tonight. And we want to appreciate everything that you have done for us, you know, bringing us information from the high school that is relevant to our community. And wish you the best at Fullerton, because that's where you're going.
and encourage you to get involved there too with student government, and upon graduation, maybe come back home and be part of city council. So we do have a little proclamation for you, and I'll read it. Whereas the city of Lindsay enjoys a strong, healthy relationship with the Lindsay Unified School District and appreciates the many meaningful ways learners contribute to the community. Whereas Ireland McCall has served the community as the Lindsay High School representative to the city of Lindsay for the 2018-19 school year. Whereas Ms. McCall has faithfully and consistently performed her duties as the Lindsay High School representative by appearing at city council meetings and delivering pertinent information about the activities of high school learners in academic, athletic, and community arenas. Whereas Ms. McCall has demonstrated character and dedication in a way other learners and community members can appreciate and emulate. Now, therefore, the City of Lindsay expresses its appreciation for and well wishes to Ms. McCall for her participation at the city and in her continuing educational journey. In witness whereof, I hereby set my hand and cause the seal of the City of Lindsay to be affixed on this 28th day of May
2019.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And now moving on to your student representative report.
A few updates or events that are happening. Senior award night was on Thursday, May 23rd. Senior scholarship night is on Thursday, May 30th at 6 p.m. The last day for school for seniors is May 31st, and the last day of school for other grades is June 7th, like Laura said. Spring exhibition night is Wednesday, May 29th at 7 p.m. Grad night is June 4th. Senior sunset is June 5th at 7:30 p.m. The LHS gaming tournament starts on May 31st. On June 6th, it's the parade of graduates at LHS, and graduation is on June 7th, starting at 7:45 p.m. That's all I know.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
You've done a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, and now moving on to staff report. City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Water system is still working well. We're pushing 1,400 gallons per minute through the water plant. Wells 14 and 15 are available and used as necessary. DBCP, the results are still well within standards. The limit is 0.2. We're running 0.11, so we're doing well with that. Nothing unusual happened with our water system with the weather that came through. Mike and I talk almost daily, if not daily, about what's happening with the canal and how the plant's doing, what's happening with their wells, are there power issues. And they're doing a remarkable job keeping all this stuff afloat, especially with our water plant being built in 1974.
The construction started in 75.
75, so something as old as that, these guys keep it going. My father used to work on old farm equipment, and I was always amazed at how he'd keep the wire baler going and so forth, and that's what Mike and his team are doing out there. So good on you, Mike. Roundabout project, everybody's asking. The newspaper called last week to wanting to know what that vault was out there and why it was out there, and we talked about Frontier a little bit and some challenges we've had with motivating those guys to get out there and take care of that. They've known about it as long as Edison knew and as long as the gas company has known, and everybody's taken care of their things. And we are hopeful that Frontier will be out there. We're thinking about the 10th or so, Mike, to mobilize and make that thing locate somewhere out of the right-of-way. So we know it's a bit of a nuisance. The good side of it is we've had people come through with the original roundabout that we had that thought it was so narrow to go through, and then how could a truck possibly ever go through it? And we would talk about the truck apron, that paved colored area that goes up, and they didn't think they were supposed to drive on that. Because of that vault being there, everybody's got to drive on the truck apron. So hopefully it will help that idea absorb a bit better in our locals, that it's okay to drive on that, especially if you have a big vehicle. It's designed for it. It's extra heavy built. But we're hopeful in about a week's time we'll have that thing out of there and we'll be done with it. I've watched the crossing guards work with the kids, taking them across the street. I haven't been a fan of the stop signs that go up out there, but they are crossing the kids safely. It's a system that works for them, and we're going to respect their management of that during the school hours. And I think they're liking it. Again, 70 feet of asphalt versus two 14-foot strips is a pretty big change, and cars are slowing way down when they go through it. So we're pleased. Street projects, you're going to get an update on street projects tonight. I asked Mike to bring that back because while council approved a variety of street projects, we're doing a couple slightly different treatments than what we had said. It may be inconsequential to you, but it's a good opportunity to revisit this so it's current in your minds when your constituents ask you questions. So that's the point of that tonight. No smoking signs. I guess it rolled through the presentation that we had, but no smoking signs are finally up at the City Park, Cat Coop Park, and the Olive Bowl. And we talk about, we're one of the first around because we've been applauded by the Health and Human Services Department about taking a strong stand. No smoking, no vaping, you're not doing marijuana, you're not doing e-cigarettes, you're not doing any of those things out there, and there are citations and fines possible if you are caught doing so. And this actually stemmed from some moms from the PACE program. I think it's called the PACE program, right?
At Health Eastern.
Coming out and talking to us about the children playing at the playground and people standing around that and smoking. Well, that's not okay. So that's the genesis of that. Council approved it. We finally had the money to put those things up. And so they're around those parks now. Hopefully people will heed those, and our kids will be a little bit better off for it. Thank you, Brett. The Labyrinth Project, if you look out here, is well underway. Dr. Rob Hodges has been working that spade out there. I said, I hope you're very well paid for what you do. And he said, you know, this is very meditative as I'm doing this out here. So I'm thinking his pay is probably in the sweat equity that he's putting into it. But he's moving along. That's really nice. And it'll be something, I think, good for our community, something interesting for people to walk once it's completed. Caltrans Highway 65 Operational Improvement Projects. And so some of you are new, some of you have been around for a while. Caltrans has had for some period of time, well, actually since our 1989 general plan, they've talked about taking Highway 65 kind of away from the city on a diagonal and connecting it potentially with Spruce. They weren't sure if it's going to be with Spruce or halfway between Spruce and Cahuilla. And we had several meetings with Caltrans. We've had many meetings with Caltrans. And that got adjusted a bit, but then the economy went a little bit south, and they said it was on indefinite hold. The primary purpose for that operational improvement coming in was the intersection of Tulare Road and Highway 65. It's dangerous. It's beyond dangerous. And where you have level of service, I know they're using different grading criteria now, but an A level of service is the highest you can have, an F level of service is the worst you can have. That's at a level of service of F, due to the cars that get and trucks that get stacked there trying to get into the highway. So the second operational improvement would be a roundabout that would go in just south of that in the county to allow the traffic coming north on 65 to be able to peel off and go east on Tulare, to peel off and go north onto Oak, I believe it is, or continue around, I'm saying northbound traffic, to go continue on to Highway 65, 137. And I think that was going to be a two-lane roundabout, Mike? That sound right?
Yes, it's a double lane, not a single lane.
A double lane roundabout, so bigger and more robust than what we have, can handle more traffic. And it needs to, because we have 20,000 cars a day last check from Caltrans going up and down the road. So we've been following up with Caltrans. The environmental work is going on. I think we have 20, let's see, the environmental initial study, environmental assessment is scheduled to circulate at the end of October 2019. They expect project approval and the environmental document to be approved in April of 2020, maybe five more years past that. We'll see something happening out there. We're not, just for council's sake, because I won't be here forever, we're not in a big hurry to have that realignment occur that takes the highway west from where it is right now, because when it does, it's going to isolate our businesses that are out there. That's not a thing that we want. We want to keep as many opportunities as possible for those businesses to stay viable. And that was the genesis of the roundabout suggestion that we made. We felt that this, at the staff level, that that roundabout could serve us 20 years, could serve us 30 years, perhaps more, before they have to consider that realignment. So I've just asked you to put that in your back pocket as these conversations move forward in the future. You want to keep that highway as close to the city as you possibly can to protect the businesses, and we don't want to be isolated from it.
Mm-hmm.
bad things happen when your businesses get isolated from that volume of traffic. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I have a question. Now, when it does go west, now can we proceed to go west as well?
Yes.
Yes?
We can grow west. We can annex that. Yeah, and in fact, that was the plan when we talked about it.
Okay.
And probably zone it as highway commercial out there.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking like you'd have a Selma Auto Mall, those sorts of things. I'm going a little off track, but we're excited about those possibilities. Mm-hmm. But again, that's a piecemeal kind of thing. We want to keep it as close to town and stay as compact as we can for as long as we can. I mean, it's cost savings that protects the investments that people have made, and the circulation still works. But yeah,
okay,
that
so
would
we
be
can expand.
That would be the strategy, would be to expand, to annex that, and then figure out ways to get your highway commercial businesses in there, because you'll have good circulation with what
okay.
we have discussed. And
will we have an exit still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that won't change too much.
Okay.
Good question. So it's Caltrans. Upcoming events, June 3rd through September 27th, City Services field crews are going to go to summer hours. We've had a notice up at the City Services, and we're investigating. We don't have an answer yet, Brett, if we can fit that onto our utility billing.
It'll be on the back.
It'll be on the back. So it'll go out with utility billings also, so people know. Business offices, the business time will be the same, the office time, excuse me. It's just about the guys being out in the field before the heat of the day. Mm-hmm. This is the goal there. And I've got lots of other detailed things related to wellness and recreation. I don't want to take too much of your time. I will send a detailed report to you, and I'd be happy to answer that. If anybody from the public who has questions, to provide that information to them as well. But I will say facility rentals, there are 15 or 16 utility rentals talking about the Wellness and Aquatic Center between May 30th and June 29th. So you've got Lisa's doing a good job out there for us. Mm-hmm. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I do have a question. It's off the topic that you're discussing. Where are we at with the RFPs with the cannabis?
The RFP I'll be ready to release. I've actually sent some updates on that. I thought I did. But with the approval of the tax measure, if that happens tonight,
mm-hmm.
then I'll have the latest data to plug into that. And we have to wait for a month after the latest adoptions of those ordinances, which I believe went on the 14th of May. So I would see around the 15th or so of June, the middle of June, be ready to release the RFP.
Okay.
And I'll be happy to share it with any council members that would like to preview it before it goes out, in case there's something that's gone sideways. But it's in keeping with what we've discussed to this point.
Okay.
Just the tax numbers they need to know.
Okay. Any other questions?
Sounds good.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Okay, now we're moving on to consent calendar. These are routine items that are approved in one motion unless an item is pulled for discussion. Do I have to read all of them? Okay, so we have the city council meeting minutes from May 14, 2019, warrant list from May 7, 2019 through May 22, 2019, resolution 1925 to authorize agreement with TCAG for funds for land purchase for future transit center, resolution 1926 to affirm city manager's authority to sign the memorandum of understanding between the city of Lindsay and the Lindsay Public Safety Officers Association. Authorize city manager to complete and return questionnaire for Prop 68 program for per capita park grant funds from the state. To authorize city manager to execute an agreement for a school resource officer with the Lindsay Unified School District for the 2019-2020 school year. Item 7, resolution 1927 to establish tax rates for cannabis retail. And final item 8, resolution 1930, supporting balanced energy solutions and maintaining local control of energy solutions. What action would council like to take on this item?
Move to approve.
Second.
So moved by Councilmember Flores, second by Councilmember Watson. All those in favor?
We'll take roll on this.
Oh, take roll.
There's a resolution.
Okay.
So, Councilmember Flores.
Aye.
Councilmember Watson.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Aye.
So, motion carries 3-0. Okay. Now, item number five on the agenda, resolution 1928, appoint delegate to two-year term on Citizen Oversight Committee, presented by City Manager Ziegler.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.